Crowbar. From Lightning Ridge to Mudgee. James Finlay on ABC Western Plains.
Well, it's a good chance that you know someone who's had a stroke, and maybe you've had one yourself. We're about to hear about how you can better recover from the effects of a stroke and the work being done to get there. It's World Stroke Day today to highlight the effects stroke has on patients as well as their families. And with more than 80% of strokes being preventable, the Awareness Day also shares ideas on how we can prevent stroke. At La Trobe University in Australia, there's significant work being done on stroke recovery and rehabilitation, particularly around aphasia and the use of AI. Dr. John Pierce is a postdoctoral research fellow at the Centre for Research Excellence in Aphasia Recovery and Rehabilitation at La Trobe University. Good morning to you, Doctor. Look, can we start off with just an explanation of what exactly aphasia is?
Morning, James. It's a term that a lot of people have aphasia. We estimate maybe 140,000 Australians are living with aphasia, and yet, as you're pointing out, not many people have heard of it. So essentially, it's a language disorder that arises after damage to the language networks in the brain, and the most common cause of that is stroke. And so if you were to have a stroke and find yourself with aphasia, you'll suddenly sort of be unable to use language the way you could before. So that might be finding the words you want, putting them into sentences. You might not be able to understand what people are saying to you as well. And also reading and writing are affected. So a little bit like waking up and finding yourself in another country and suddenly all your language skills are not doing what they used to.
Yeah, I feel like this is quite a common result of stroke. Is that the case?
It is. So it's one in three people. And when you think about the fact that they estimate every 19 minutes in Australia someone's having a stroke for the first time, that's sort of one person every hour is finding themselves with aphasia. So yeah, quite common.
Gosh, and I guess not everyone knows that they've had a stroke, do they?
No, sometimes it's, you know, the symptoms might be really obvious. You know, the acronym FAST is sort of facial weakness, arm weakness, speech changes, but sometimes it's more subtle than that and people aren't sure, and they make the mistake of thinking, oh, well, I won't go down to ED yet because I've got to do this, or I don't want to bother the paramedics, whereas it's not always better to be safe than sorry, because it can be subtle.
So you're doing some work with tele-rehabilitation when it comes to aphasia. What does that involve?
Yeah, so we're running a trial. It's funded by the Stroke Foundation and then also the Australian government. And what we're doing is a group treatment for aphasia. So ordinarily, if you have a stroke and you have aphasia, you will see a speech pathologist. And that's usually one-on-one. It's more often than not in person. But because there aren't that many funded hours for speech pathologists compared to the number of people who need treatment, that'll end up being, you know, an hour a week or even less. So we think that giving treatment in a group like this is a lot more efficient, but because of tele, it also means we're forming groups from people all over the country. So we've had inquiries from, you know, remote outback WA and rural Tasmania and cities, and we're putting them into groups of three for this treatment with the speech pathologist. So, yeah, we're really hopeful that it can help with access issues for people who can't get to a speech pathologist, and, you know, to up the hours of therapy that people get.
Mm. What's involved in the treatment?
Look, it's kind of built around these card games, right, which is just kind of to make it a bit more interactive and fun. But essentially, they're practicing retrieving the words they want and then putting them into sentences. And then as they get better at producing the sentences, we up the ante and we make the sentence a little bit harder, a little bit longer. And so they're practicing a lot of that in a group. It's a lot more interactive and fun than perhaps we think. It's hopefully more fun than like traditional one-on-one therapy. That's the plan.
Yeah, okay. And this is all done online?
All done online, yeah. So people can just log on. Most people have a reasonable internet connection now, or you know, if it's patchy, it's at least fast enough when they get on. And so, yeah, and hook them up from anywhere.
Okay. You're on ABC Western Plains, 16 past 9. With you is Dr. John Pierce from La Trobe University, who's working in aphasia recovery. And you're hearing about just some of the work that they're doing to make sure or help people in remote and regional parts of the country rehabilitate from aphasia after having a stroke. John, you're also doing some work with AI. How are you using AI in this?
So AI is part of a separate project called Communication Connect, and I'm speaking for a large team on this one. But what we did was meet with people who have aphasia and also people with communication changes from brain injury and sort of ask them, what are the resources and information you wish were there when you had your stroke, and, you know, what are the priorities? And so we kind of designed this digital platform together, including people from sort of regional Victoria, because we know that there's different challenges when you're not in one of the major cities. And so it's really, yeah, this platform people can log onto, and it has all the information and resources and tools that we've built for getting on with life, you know, whether it's how do I manage depression and anxiety, how do I get therapy, how do I get my license back. And under the hood, there is AI. It's working subtly, but it's kind of learning about each person anonymously and saying what are the resources that will help them. Like this person's, for example, been looking up depression a lot, and we know that other people who looked that up found this resource helpful and clicked on that. So we're gonna push that up the list. So I guess it's a little bit like, you know, the Amazon algorithms, but we're trying to use it to help people rather than turn a profit.
That's good to hear. Look, just before you go, if anyone does want to be involved or want more information on these group projects with this trial that you're doing, is there any way that people can get involved, or is it closed?
Absolutely. No, we're still recruiting. So the group treatment is open to anyone whose stroke was in the last 12 months or less. So it's kind of newer strokes, and they could find out by going to mmat.rehab, so it's MMAT, which is the name of the treatment, .rehab, and that website will have more info.
Okay. Look, if you do want more information on that, I will give it to you again, and actually we'll get you to text him, but I'll give you some details on that in a moment. John, it's been great to talk to you this morning. Thank you so much.
Thanks for your time.
That's Dr. John Pierce, their postdoctoral research fellow at the Centre for Research Excellence in Aphasia Recovery and Rehabilitation at La Trobe University. And look, if you do want more information on those group rehab sessions that Dr. Pierce was talking about, all you have to do is just type, send the word stroke, let's go with stroke, Mel, to 0467 922 684. Just send the word stroke to 0467 922 684, and producer Mel will send you the link for the details on that study. 0467 922 684. It's 20 past 9.